We Need Bright Ideas Now. That was the title of a panel discussion and screening of Inconvenient Truth, held by the Vancouver Point Grey New Democratic Party at the Ridge Theatre, February 12, 2007. All the speakers are available from www.ecoshock.org.
Our next speaker is Ian Bruce. Mr. Ian Bruce is a geological engineer. Before working for the NGO sector, he worked for several years with industry as an environmental consultant and as a field geophysicist for large offshore oil and gas exploration company in the world. Some of Ian's most recent accomplishments include developing and launching the Alpine Club of Canada's Melting Mountain Awareness Program, the first educational program on the impacts of climate change on mountain environments, and coordinating the David Suzuki Foundation Offshore Oil and Gas Program. Mr. Ian Bruce will discuss the role for government in tackling climate change. Welcome, Mr. Bruce.
Thanks, everybody. It's great to see such a good turnout tonight. Tonight, I hope a lot of people stick around for the movie. It's probably been one of the most profound changes we've seen throughout our society of mobilizing people and putting pressure on our governments to react to this emergency. Tonight, I've been asked to talk about government's role in addressing this problem, and specifically, I'm going to focus on a lot of the things we can do here in BC at the provincial level. And one of the reasons why is because we have a huge opportunity coming up in BC because the BC government's coming up with a new energy plan. The kind of change that we need today that many of the speakers have talked about involved a really significant shift in our economy, shifting our economy from one that is quite polluting and wastes a lot of energy to one that's energy efficient, a cleaner economy, an economy for the 21st century. And because of this dramatic shift, the kind of change that we need today has to come from the government level. One of the reasons why is because governments have the opportunity to put in place the economic signals that are needed to put a cost on pollution, because that's one of the big problems we have today, is that right now it's free for most either companies or anyone to pollute into the atmosphere. So that's one of the significant things that we need to see happen. Governments have the ability to put this price signal in place by either limiting emissions, putting a limit and an eventual reduction on emissions, and also by putting a price, some of the speakers mentioned before, a carbon tax on emissions, which is a very, very powerful tool that we need to be using. One of the misconceptions about regulations, and we hear a lot of things about industry's reluctance about regulations, but one of the simple facts is that they're very, very effective. Regulations help stimulate innovation. They actually force companies to think differently, to help solve problems, and to put their efforts towards coming up with new technologies, such as cleaner vehicles, for example. Secondly, regulations also create economies of scale. And this is one of the most important things, is that it gets these technologies into use. It's no good just to innovate a product if it doesn't get out there and is being used by people and consumers and businesses. So that's one of the great things about regulations, is they create economies of scale where prices, these products get out there, there's enough of them made that prices drop and consumers can access them more easily. And a really good example of that is the hybrid vehicle. And the hybrid vehicle was developed in California because they passed regulations on vehicle emission standards back in the 1990s. And that's one of those technologies today where a hybrid vehicle, on average, can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about 40% compared to an average car. So over the coming weeks in BC, our government's about to release a new energy plan, which will set energy development for the province for the next 10 to 20 years. The plan will significantly shape BC's direction in the development of a 21st century economy, and whether the province will be a global leader in the efforts to address global warming or if BC will be a laggard. Right now, BC's environment greenhouse gas emissions are about 30% above 1990 levels. The other reason why this plan is so vitally important, it really shouldn't be called only an energy plan. It's also our climate change plan, because over 80% of BC's greenhouse gas emissions will be influenced because of this plan. I'm going to talk about a few of the solutions available today, but one of the things we should know right now is, here in the province of British Columbia, what we have as far as a plan to address global warming. And one of the strengths that we have here in the province is that we've got the agricultural land reserve, which is one of the really most effective tools in helping to curb urban sprawl and help address greenhouse gas emissions that way. Because one of the biggest sources of emissions in our province is, it depends on where you live, and it depends on how you get around, for example, getting to and from work. So that's one of the big things that is very effective. Some of the weaknesses are that we do not have any targets at all to reduce emissions here in the province, overall greenhouse gas emissions, absolute emissions. As well, the province has recently awarded two contracts for coal-fired power plants, will more than double BC's greenhouse gas emissions from the electricity sector alone. And there's been a real focus on expanding freeways versus investing in public transit. And this is one of the things I want to talk about a bit more in a minute here. And the last thing is a lack of policies to cut emissions from the oil and gas sector and from the transportation sector in general, so a lack of regulation. But one of the things, some of the solutions that are available to us today are things like implementing California's vehicle emission standard here in the province, so that all of our vehicles would be about 25% more fuel efficient. Secondly, instead of risking billions of dollars in expanding freeways, such as the Portman Freeway, to take that investment and invest it in public transit. And the reason why I say this is that, unlike a light bulb or a car or any of these other products that we use, a transportation highway infrastructure, it doesn't last just decades, it lasts centuries. And if you make the mistake of putting in an inefficient transportation system, it takes away our ability to reduce emissions elsewhere. And this is one of the fundamental reasons why I think that the Gateway Program and the Portman Highway expansion is so vital in the fight against global warming here in the province, is because of the increase in, we make the region more car dependent. It stimulates more people, to encourages people to drive more and use their car more. And it reduces the solutions and actually takes away the effectiveness of putting in public transit in the future. It makes it absolutely economically less feasible to put in those solutions later on. So these are some of the things that we could be doing. Is we currently don't have a long-term provincial funding for public transportation, and that's something we should definitely push for. The other thing that the province could easily do is on electricity, and that is shifting towards pushing for 100% clean, renewable energy for our new electricity demand. BC has got one of the best resources in the world for wind power, yet today we don't have a single wind turbine operating, although there have been several contracts recently awarded. So we're moving forward. But I guess the point being is that we've just scratched the surface on some of these new technologies. We should be pushing forward with policies such as this to expand the use of solar thermal energy on homes and housing developments, and as well as aggressive conservation efforts to reduce electricity demand here in the province. The other thing we can do here, as far as the provincial government goes, one thing that's really important is improving our efficiency standards for new appliances, such as fridges, improving the efficiency standards of buildings and homes to make them more energy efficient, better insulated, and have these requirements set out for the industry. But before I end here tonight, I really want to also focus on what we can do as citizens. And certainly we all have a responsibility to reduce emissions in our own lives by buying energy efficient products, by choosing sustainable transportation options when we get to and from work, for example. But by far the most powerful thing we can do is how we act as citizens. And that, what I mean when I say that is, as Canadians, as British Columbians, as Vancouverites, we can vote for people who can take strong action on climate change and who support the policies that will make the real difference. We can do this by exercising our rights as citizens, by contacting or calling our political leaders directly. And I have a little handout that I'll pass around for people on how you can contact your local government representative. But politicians gauge, for example, every letter they receive, it reflects the political weight of about 500 to 1,000 people. For every letter they receive, to them, that reflects the views of about 1,000 British Columbians. Now here tonight, we've got about 450 people in the audience. If everyone here tonight was to write Gordon Campbell and NDP leader Carol James over the next week and advocate for stronger action on global warming, and we've got some examples here of some of the things you can mention, but that would carry the weight of over 200,000 British Columbians as far as their terms. And I think that would be a tremendous success for us tonight on how we can address this problem. Please remember, after the movie tonight, what matters is what we do as citizens when we leave this building. Thanks very much.
We need bright ideas now. That was the title of a panel discussion and screening of Inconvenient Truth, held by the Vancouver Point Grey New Democratic Party at the Ridge Theatre, February 12, 2007. All the speakers are available from www.ecoshock.org.